speaking of performing live, he's in town tomorrow playing the Funhouse at Mr. Small's with Lou Barlow. But Bobby Bear Jr. with I'll Be Around. And start off the entire set with Laredo from the Band of Horses. That gets us to where we are, which is we're approaching the top of the hour. We are approaching the top of the hour, which tells me I should tell you some things. Like for example, I was talking about Mando Richard and him doing a radio show. What is that show called? Well, it's Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast. I know it's a fiddle tune, but it's also a radio show. It's not a prescription from your PCP. You can tune in on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for said radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's an eclectic folk and roots radio program, if you are unfamiliar. It goes all the way to 1 p.m., and at that point, it turns into the Black Diamond Show, which is a bluegrass show. So if you need bluegrass, you need eclectic folk music, you need roots radio, Wednesdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. is your source for all of that. Also want to remind you, that meningitis can strike anyone, anywhere, and at any time. Health officials recommend vaccination for all adolescents between the ages of 11 and 18. You can learn more from your health care provider. The National Meningitis Association actually says, don't wait, vaccinate. So for more information, you can visit their website at nmaus.org. My name is Paul. This is a show called Diva Lamach. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Just played Birth and the Bells with their song Can't Get There From Here, which makes the Moxer say, I think I know that title from someone else.
Yeah. But now there's just a way of knowing. I saw your face in a crowded bar. Excuse me, please, at least I thought it was you. Now I just don't know where you are. My search was sparked when I put it on last week. All I could remember as I walked down the street was the rain and tears on your face. Oh, gee, I guess I'm just a disgrace.
Thank you. just a paragraph on page 7B, Journal of Constitution.
From Sentimental Hygiene, an album that was released actually on this day back in 1987. It's Warren Zevon with Even a Dog Can Shake Hands. Yeah, what's that, 37 years ago today that album came out. And here's what's amazing. So I remember when it came out because, you know, the Moxer's old, but I remember when it came out because as a very huge R.E.M. fan in the 80s, the rhythm section for Warren Zevon was basically R.E.M. Yeah, so like you've got Peter Buck, Mike Mills, and Bill Berry were his backing band on that song. It's right around the time they did the Hindu Love Gods album and some of that. So if you're in the zone with that, that would make a lot of sense to you. But then as I was digging further into this album has like a who's who of performers on it. Like, yes, Michael Stipe does sing on it. You got Don Henley on it. You've got Tony Levin of King Crimson and Peter Gabriel's band playing bass on some tracks. Jennifer Warnes is on here. Just like tons. David Lindley, Brian Setzer. Yeah. Warren Zevon. Even a dog can shake hands. Before that, 5'8 from Athens, GA. Speaking of, well, I really wasn't, but since I was talking about REM, 5'8 from the I Learned Shut Up with God Damn It, Paul. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying right now. Paul, tell me the songs and play more music. Stop your ramblings. Well, let me tell you the other songs first. Tim Carroll. Tim Carroll before the 5'8 doing After the Hurricane today. Today, in remembrance of, it was 20 years ago today that Hurricane Katrina came through and devastated New Orleans and areas of the South. Before the Tim Carroll, Mekons in that set of music with Fear and Whiskey. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Chivalry off of Fear and Whiskey. That is the song where they took the title of the album from. 1985 is when that originally came out. Did you know that Fear and Whiskey used to be a radio show here on WRCT? It ran for 14 years from 1994 until 2008. It was an amazing show for all those years. It was the Americana type show. So now we have another whiskey show, which is Whiskey Before Breakfast. And that's another folky Americana show. Before the Mekons, starting off the entire set. We're there. We finally got to where the set started. Speaking of REM from 1985, REM's Can't Get There From Here off of the Fables of the Reconstruction album. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. Curse me all you want, but I'm here for you. It is Friday. It is, the 29th of August of 2025? And I'm hanging out. So if it's a live show, meaning the date I just said is the date on your watch, you can call me up at 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728. Or drop me an email. I love the emails. I do. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. You know, if you've been diagnosed with an illness, you need to be exploring all of your options. Talking with your doctor about what's right for you, because knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. You know, when I was playing that, the Warren Zevon and the all-star cast of musicians and artists that performed on it. It just made me think of the Golden Palominos. Speaking of Michael Stipe, he's taking lead vocals on this one. Cluster Green Train.
Play a part. gave a damn for Sonny Jim. Sure, you must remember him.
From the L'Ohio album from the Ass Ponies, Kung Fu reference. I was thinking, like, if you were to have one Ass Ponies album in your collection, it should be all of them. Sorry. All of them. Hey, before the Ass Ponies, some Billy Bragg along with Wilco from the first Mermaid Avenue album. A bunch of songs that Billy and Wilco wrote around some unpublished Woody Guthrie lyrics. Or poems. That was Ingrid Bergman, who, if she were alive today, would be 110 years old. Sadly, she passed away back in 1982 at the age of 67. Before the Billy Bragg. Speaking of Jeff Tweedy, Uncle Tupelo, with a Tweedy on vocals on that one. Acuff Rose from their third and final album, Anodyne. Played some brand new Patterson Hood, and by brand new, it came out earlier this year. New album was called Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams from the Drive-By Trucker frontman. The Van Pelt Party is the track you heard, and then start off the entire set with the Golden Palominos. A Clustering Train, as I mentioned, Michael Stipe of R.E.M., on vocals, and I was rambling about the all-star appearance of who the Golden Palominos truly were. And on that track alone, you've got Anton Fear on drums. Original drummer in the Feelies. You've got Jody Harris, Mike Hampton, Bernie Worrell playing the Hammond, and Chris Stamey of the DBs singing on that one. Hey, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mac. Comes to you on Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Sometimes random, other times. Sometimes. I do want to remind you that WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza. Speck Brothers is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Now, Speck Brothers, their name says pizza, but it's misleading because they also have other things like hoagies and wings and salads, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They use no refined sugars in the sauce and unbleached flour in the dough. The difference is in the taste. For more information, SpackBrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. And don't forget to get the most out of your medications. You actually need to know what's in them. Studies show that consumers who have a relationship with their pharmacist know more about their medications and have a clear understanding of how to use them. That's why knowing your pharmacist can make a huge difference in your health. They can be a valuable ally in learning about your medications. And you guess what? The best way to establish this relationship starts with one very easy step. Learn their name. How about that? To know your medicine, you should know your pharmacist. This public service announcement from the American Pharmacist Association and your good friends here at the Viva La Mac radio program. Hey, speaking of someone who would have celebrated a birthday, let's see, Ingrid would have been 110. My background music is Charlie Parker. He'd have only been 105 today, if he were still alive. But Charlie Parker, my background music for the duration of this Viva La Mac radio show. If you have a suggestion for a song, you can do one of two things. You can call me, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Or, like Jennifer did, you can email me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. I'm just going to connect the dots and these dots, because usually my connected dots don't look like the picture they're supposed to, but I'm going to connect the dots that all my jibber-jabbering about R.E.M. in the 80s and Michael Stipe made her think, how about some Concrete Blonde? We'll be right back. From their Dog Years album, the band from Dayton, Ohio, O-Matic, with No Pinky, No Leather. Before that, the Muffs went back to Really, Really Happy from 2004. Wow, that album can drink. It's 21 years old. But anyway, Oh, poor you. I should read the words in the right order. Oh, you poor. Yeah, oh, poor you from the Moth. 6X from Atlanta, Georgia, gave us SMRT from their Thunderbomb album that came out back in 2000. Played some Suzy Quatro in that set as well. Here's the fun part. The song called Rock Hard. And the fun part is, I was back in the vinyl soundtrack section looking for a soundtrack that I have yet to play, but I found it. And I stumbled upon the original motion picture soundtrack for the 1980 movie Times Square. So the movie came out in 1980. The soundtrack, In My Hand, came out in 1980. And let me list some of the artists that are on the soundtrack. And you're like, yeah, of course you played something off that, Moxter. Not only Susie Quattro, Pretenders are on there. Roxy Music's on there. Gary Numan, Ramones, XTC, Talking Heads, Joe Jackson, The Cure, Lou Reed, David Johansen, did I say that one? Yeah. That's why I played it. Do they make soundtracks like that anymore? Do they? Do they even make soundtracks? I don't know. Before the Susie Quattro went back to the self-titled, I guess, debut from Concrete Blonde, they were known as Dream 6 before that, and they released an EP, which we own here at WRCT, and I play it every once in a while. But Jennifer reached out to me via the email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and said, could you please play Over Your Shoulder from Concrete Blonde? And I said, gladly. Gladly. Always appreciate the requests. I appreciate the good requests. And you know what? I tolerate the bad requests. I don't always play them, but I tolerate them because you're giving me a request and I appreciate you listening. That's the part I appreciate on. Hey, speaking of listening, I'll admit I must miss most of his show, but DJ Owlman ending his show with some great songs, playing like some Pylon in there. It's such an eclectic mix, but you can enter the land of twilight with DJ Owl every week, where we listen to vaporwave and video game music and anime music and ambient and dub reggae and dungeon synth city pop and more. Fridays at 3, from 3 to 5. And I, the Moxter, I try to listen when I can each and every week. Hopefully you can too. Technically, we are on random schedule right now. Yeah, we're in that in-between phase when the students are all coming back, getting their feet wet. I'm not sure if that's an analogy to use. Getting their schedules in place, figuring out where they're living. I don't know what you do when you come back, but so we're on the random schedule, shifting us from the summer schedule to the fall schedule. So hopefully by the next couple weeks, you'll be able to go to WRCT.org and see the full fall schedule.